Hi, my name is Shanine, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I watched Frozen 2 around this time last year, and I felt about due for a rewatch. One part that hadn't stuck out in my mind as much from the first time I saw it still brought me a good amount of chuckles this time around. It was Olaf's song, When I Am Older. In it, Olaf sings, "This will all make sense when I am older. Someday I will see that this makes sense. One day, when I'm old and wise, I'll think back and realize that these were all completely normal events." Guys, that was really hard not to sing, but trust me, you're thanking me right now. As an adult, one who could, at least in some cases, be considered older, boy, do I love the irony of this song. Maybe you become grown up when you realize that not everything will make sense, even when you're older. Once in a while, with time, we can look back at strange or painful memories and find some sense in them, but not always. No, when it comes to unexpected obstacles, difficult trials, broken relationships, and heartbreaking losses, there is a good deal in this life that doesn't make sense. There is pain and brokenness and death, so many occurrences that do not seem like completely normal events. And then when we start to consider how God was involved in those circumstances, things can get even more confusing. In Daniel, we read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or as I like to call them, Radshak and Benny. They're going through some pretty not completely normal events in their lives. They're living in exile, taken away from their homeland, and living as foreigners. Radshak and Benny actually make their way to positions of prominence in this foreign land, Babylon. But then the king, knowing full well that these men and the rest of their people serve God and God alone, decides he wants everyone in the land to worship him. He builds a giant statue of himself that he expects everyone to bow down to. These sound like some bizarre times that Radshak and Benny were experiencing. I'm sure this period of exile and danger in a foreign land didn't always make sense, especially the day they were caught not bowing down and were brought to the king to be punished by being thrown into a fiery furnace. The king ordered them to worship him, but it says in Daniel 3 that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." The king is furious and throws them into the furnace, but another being appears with them in the furnace, and they are not harmed. In retrospect, this happened so that the king and the nations would see the power of God. But I'm sure as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were standing in front of the flames, though they trusted in God, they probably also didn't completely understand why all this was happening. Sometimes, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Olaf, things do make sense when we're older, but sometimes they don't. But we can know that we serve a God who does know what's going on, who is with us through it all, and who we can believe in, even when things are looking scary and confusing. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.